When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everyone, to Blasty Banter. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. It's been a minute, but don't think I've forgotten. We still have to do player grades today. So we're going to look at player grades for a lot of the key players on the Calgary Flames, plus going to look at some potential picks now that we know where the Flames are going to be drafting from in the upcoming NHL draft, or at least we assume. We know a lot can change between now and when the draft gets going. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Let's get right into it, looking at player grades. And we will start right at the top with Jonathan Huberdeau. I gave him a C-plus this year. At the beginning of the season, it would have been a D down toward an F, probably. But he was close to a point per game once the calendar flipped over to 2024 after just a dreadful December. And he at least proved that he can be carried, which is not something that we thought. Like, I still think there is something there for Jonathan Huberdeau. And I think this upcoming season is going to be crucial for him to see if he can really get this back on track, or if it really is one of the worst contracts in the history of the NHL. Like, it's already one of the worst contracts in the league today. Pierre-Luc Dubois doing God's work and making sure that it's not the undisputed one. But there's some major concern there. But I do, like I said, I think you started to see some glimpses. We're never going to get back to 115-point Jonathan Huberdeau. Those days are gone. But there is something there with Jonathan Huberdeau that I think the Flames can build on going into next season. Nazem Kadri gets an A. I thought he was great in helping along the kids this year. He brought the best out of Connor Zary and Martin Pospisil, and he has shown those leadership qualities that you're expecting from a guy when you bring him in as a Stanley Cup champion. So this was a huge bounce back season, and I think you could very clearly see that the issues he had a season ago, a lot of them were coach related, right? I think we can kind of agree on that now. He didn't like the coach. Coach didn't like him. Didn't seem to really work. So he bounced back this year with just a tremendous season and gives you some hope going into next year. For Andrew Mangiapane, it's a D for me. You guys know I've been hard on Mang basically since the inception of this podcast and on any microphone that people will allow me to talk into. I've not been a big fan of his play over the last couple of seasons. And again, as we get further removed from that 30-goal year, the more that it's very obvious to me that that is the exception and not the rule. He has lost all scoring touch around the net, and really the only time I found him to be effective at all was when he was with Backlund and Coleman, who everyone's effective with Backlund and Coleman. So I have a tough time really being like, yeah, no, this is the guy going forward. And he would absolutely be someone who I would be trying to trade, whether it's a move to Toronto with Brad Treliving, who we know believes in him, or whatever it is. I would be throwing him in into some deals and hoping that there's a team that still thinks there's 30-goal potential in this guy. For Kuzmenko, it's a B+. His playmaking ability was not something I was anticipating. I loved what I saw from him. His passes are tremendous. He has a shot that is a weapon as well. When he is going, he's the most talented player on this Flames team, no questions asked. And it leads to a lot of interesting discussions about what the Flames are going to do with him next year. But I think it comes up just short of an A because there was some inconsistency at times, and that has plagued him throughout his career. If he can get the most out of, if you can get peak Kuzmenko for 82 games, I'm not saying he's one of the best players in the league. I'm saying he'll get like a couple of heart votes, like just one of the ones that are at the bottom of the list. But like he can be that good, I think. I love everything about the kid and what he brings. And the timeline of everything is really wonky with what they're going to do with him next year. But I am fully on board with keeping with the Flames long term. For Michael Backlund, it's a B+ as well. This one would be an A if he had scored more than once in the last like quarter of the season. But you didn't really notice it because of all the little things that he does. And he continues when it's him and Coleman. It doesn't matter who's on the other side. They are the best line on the team and one of the best lines in the league. That is how good Michael Backlund can be with all of these dudes, and he continues to show that. And I thought, as far as a captain is concerned, I thought he handled the Zadorov stuff really, really well. Blake Coleman gets an A. This was an amazing season for Blake Coleman. I thought he played his best hockey as a Calgary Flame, and I don't know if it's particularly close. What he was able to do offensively, his work in helping out on the penalty kill and getting so many shorthanded opportunities, and then again, he and Backlund making life easier for some of the young players who were coming up into that role. I can't think of one more thing you could ask for Blake Coleman this season. So he gets an A. Same thing with Igor Sharangovich. He was the focus of a lot of frustration with Flames fans this season because of what they didn't get in a Tyler Toffoli trade. But Sharangovich just absolutely, he turned that into the Sharangovich trade. His ability to score from distance is incredible. You're not going to get many Selke votes for the kid, him or Kuzmenko, but his scoring touch is some of the best in the league, I think. Just pure goal scoring. There's a few things he could work on, absolutely, and that's why it's not an A+. But for what you were expecting, it's A++++++++. But there is some work that needs to be done on a couple of things, but those are nitpicky. This kid was tremendous all season long in scoring goals at times when this Flames team needed him. For Rooney, it's a C. Injuries definitely derailing things for Kevin Rooney this season. He was certainly a player that I wasn't expecting a whole lot out of, but then once he came in, I thought he played the role of fourth liner really well, and I liked what I saw from him. And if you want to bring him back on like a 1 year whatever, then fine, go for it. Like he fits a depth role really well. Connor Zary gets a B from me. When he came in, it was a house of fire. It was him and Pospisil and Kadri, and they were great. And then there were a couple of times where it starts to dip a little bit. And the longer it goes, the more teams have kind of figured him out. I think he will get that figured out now. I think this next year is going to be really important for him. Now that the league is not going to be caught off guard by this particular player, I do think that there is a chance that there's maybe a bit of a step back, but he showed how talented he can be. He showed the awareness that he has, and I think he grew next to Nazem Kadri with his ability to see the ice. He just makes... He seems to always make the perfect pass and the perfect play to set his teammate up. And I think he got that, obviously, through years of playing the sport. But I think Nazem Kadri helped him out with that as well. And I think there is another layer that Zary can get to. For Pospisil, it's a B+. He was so much better than what I was anticipating. Honestly, I kind of thought he was going to be Walker Dewar with less hilarious name. Just a fourth line guy, can come in, crash, bang, boom, maybe hammer the puck in a couple of times, but he's just going to be out there and just be a bit of a pest. And he was awesome. He was a pest for sure. And that's the reason why it doesn't get into the A's, is because there were a few too many sloppy penalties in this one, and a really, really, a few frustrating times where it's like, man, wish you wouldn't have done that. But the shot is excellent. The skating ability is miles beyond. It's so good, it's knocking the mic over. It's miles beyond what I thought he had. And I don't know if there's another level for him to get to, but if he just kind of stays at this level, he's going to be a really productive player for this Flames team for a long time. Last one for the forwards is AJ Greer. I give him a B. I liked what I saw from him all year long. The speed that he's able to play with, the pace that he can bring to that fourth line. He is obviously very aggressive, and there's a nose for the net that he has. He gets himself into really good scoring areas a lot. He doesn't necessarily have the touch to take advantage of it, but he gets himself into good spots out on the ice rather consistently. And so I really liked that from his game. And he is another one where you'd love to bring him back in a fourth line role, if for no other reason than you hope he's healthy by the deadline and you can flip him for like a fifth or a fourth or something like that. But I really liked what I saw from him in a fourth line spot. Moving to the blue line.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mackenzie Weegar gets an A. He found that other level that I was talking about last year, where like that there is an offensive upside to this kid that we haven't necessarily seen yet. And there might even be a little bit more, but he found so much this year. His skating ability is excellent. His offensive awareness is great. And I thought defensively, he played well. We did see there are some limitations when he's not with Rasmus Anderson, but a lot was getting thrown in. And there were nights where he wasn't necessarily playing with top four defensemen in the National Hockey League and going up against some of the best players in the world. So I don't know if I'm holding that too much against him, but overall I loved it. For Rasmus Anderson, it's a B+. Again, he found a lot this year, and when he and Weegar were together, I thought you could trust them quite a bit, and they were a legitimate top pair in this league, and he has the shot that can be a weapon. Again, there are a couple times where you would like him to calm down a little bit, but I love everything about him. And I think once Backlund's time is up, both of these guys that we're talking about are going to have letters on their chest. It's just a matter of which one's the C and which one's the A. For Oliver Shillington, it's a B. It's A +++++++, just getting back to the NHL after the mental health issues that he was dealing with. Once he got back here, the skating was still there. The offensive instincts, absolutely still there. A couple times defensively where you would see, man, these guys have been hemmed in for a second. And you would turn around and be like, oh, Shillington. So it wasn't perfect, but I think having a full regular offseason and getting back into the swing of things this year is going to help him out a lot, and I hope he stays in Calgary as he is a free agent. Daniil Miromanov gets a B from me. We didn't get a ton of viewings of him with the Calgary Flames, but he absolutely worked his way, honestly, maybe even into a top four spot next season. I think there is going to be a real battle for the 6-7 spots on this blue line next year for the Flames. I think if Shillington stays, three of them are locked in, and then after that, we have no idea. Miromanov is as close to locked in as that at that four as the Flames have. Again, the skating was fine. Defensively, a couple things that maybe you don't love, but offensively, he was out there on the power play to start some things. So I thought he was good. Gilbert, it's a C. He kind of was just there at times, and there were a lot of different players that were cycling through that just seemed to push him lower, lower, lower. He had some moments where it was like, oh, hey, this guy's doing some stuff. But those seemed to fade away the more that you entrusted him. Going to the goaltending position, Jacob Markstrom was an A. He bounced back from whatever was ailing him a season ago and was legitimately one of the best goalies in the league. And he did not have a whole lot of help at times. And there were some nights where it would be, oh, yeah, 3-on-19. It's like, yeah, but 11 of those were high danger chances. Like, he was excellent. And the numbers do not do him justice. I think he's played his final game as a Calgary Flame, personally, but I loved what I saw from him. Dan Vladar gets a C. There were times last year where he was the Flames' most consistent goalie. Those times were non-existent this year. There were a few bad goals that he allowed, and you never felt really comfortable with him between the pipes. Dustin Wolf, it's a C-. I want to like what he did this year, and interviewing him on The Fan, he was a good kid. Not exactly Mr. Electricity in a radio interview, but few in this league are. But the inconsistency of the opportunities this year and the bouncing up and down and all of that had to affect him. But judging from the play on the ice, it wasn't great. There were issues. There are absolutely issues he's going to need to clean up. Those are issues that he's only going to be able to address at the NHL level. He's not getting better playing at the AHL. He needs to be up with the NHL team next season. And with the coaching staff, Ryan Huska gets a B+. I thought he did great. I thought he held his players accountable. I didn't love the line blender at times, but that eventually led to Zari, Kadri, and Pospisil, and that was one of their better lines all season long. So how pissed can I be, really? I thought he was really good, and I don't think it is a coincidence how many players had really, really good years under him, especially some of the young kids. And for Craig Conroy, it's an A. I know some people were frustrated with a couple of trades, and the better 10 of his play throughout these playoffs, the worse it looks for Craig Conroy, that particular trade. But he acquired basically an entire other draft class, like an entire bonus draft class, and some really intriguing young prospects along the way. And so I think the job he did was tremendous, and so he gets an A for me. Some of the players that he's going to be looking at with those draft picks, looking at potential picks that the Flames could get now that we know they're going to be drafting with the number 9 slot, or at least the Flames pick is the 9th pick in the draft. So these are a few players that they can target. And the first one is obvious. It's TJ Ginla. It felt like his under 18 tournament pushed him out of reach, but as more distance has kind of been created from that tournament, just with how calendars work, that buzz is starting to die down a little bit, and it's starting to just fold into the overall pie, which is still great. But it does feel maybe a little bit more realistic that he is going to be there for the Flames. And look, I get there is the obvious tie-in with the name. This kid could be named John Smith, and I think fans would still be pushing for him with how good of a player he is. Caden Lindstrom staying in the dub out of the Medicine Hat. If Montreal does go Ginla at 5, this could be a really good forward to fall back on. Top 6 forward potential. He was going to have an unbelievable season if injuries didn't get in his way out in Medicine Hat. Konsta Helenius out of Ukprit, apologies for the pronunciation. A lot of people saying he's NHL ready already, which isn't necessarily a selling point for the Flames, who I don't think are going to be good next year, but this is a guy who could fit into the lineup right away and be another one of those good young players with the Flames. Berkeley Catton is another one out of Spokane, 50 goals this year, high skill player, really good skater, potential second line center, maybe creeping into that first if you got a couple wingers. But this is a guy who could play in your top 6 and you'd feel very comfortable with. Cole Iserman, pure goal scoring winger. And I think the winger thing has kind of set him back as the process has gone on a little bit. He had a roller coaster year where he was like up really high to start, and it's kind of people just kind of keep passing him. And I don't think it's anything he did wrong necessarily. It's just the strength of some of the players in this draft class. And if the Flames do go defense, Carter Yakimchuk from the Calgary Hitmen could be a player that they target. Big kid, obviously the local ties as well, defends well and is also a weapon on the power play. Like this would be a top 2 or 3 pick like 15 years ago in the National Hockey League, given his size and his offensive ability. I do think that like he is still going to be, I think, a strong defender in this league for quite a few years. But I would be surprised if the Flames go defense. I know best player available and all of that, but as we talked about earlier, they have a ton of defensive prospects in the system now. I think they may want to round that out with a little bit more high-end offense. And there are a lot of defensive prospects early on that if teams want to go that way, I think the forwards get pushed down into where the Flames are going. But a lot of interesting moves to be had this year, given that the Flames, I think, have a few trade pieces that they may want to utilize going into the draft. And a lot of talented players out there as well. So anyway, that is going to do it. Obviously that this isn't part of the weekly Blasty Banters anymore. We'll be picking them up again as we approach the draft, hoping to have a few people on to talk some draft stuff with y'all. And then we'll do some off-season things, and then the season will be here before you know it. Quickly, if you want all of my Calgary Flames takes next season, Game Over Calgary is back. Go over to just search Game Over Calgary and subscribe to that channel now so that we can go live when the season kicks off next week. year. That is going to do it for me. You guys can follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm at PrimetimeKlein, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK. And you can email the show, CouchPotatoDiaries@yahoo.com. Thank you guys so much, and I will talk to you later. I'm out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.